living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Dr. Patricia Bragg, she's an icon in the health industry. She says that you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. Now, if you've heard that before, because people talk about you are, you eat, all that kind of, it really started with the Bragg family. And she's here with me today. She's the CEO of Bragg Live Foods and recently founded the nonprofit Bragg Health Institute and the nonprofit youth-focused organization, Bragg Health Kids. She lives and works on her organic farm in California, not that far from where her father, Paul Bragg, started the first health food store in 1912 and the first store of its kind in the country. Patricia's mission is to inspire you to renew, rejuvenate, and revitalize your life with the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. We're going to talk about what that is. Dr. Bragg, thank you so much for coming on Healthy Talk.
Oh, I thank you for having me. I love to share the message of health. And I've done it, I've made 30 trips around the world, and I never tire with it. I feel ageless, living the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. Yes, you are what you eat and what you drink. It's fuel for the body. You open your mouth, that's your fuel tank entrance. And what you put in there, put it to the test. It's either going to bring you health or sickness. The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. Remember, you are what you eat and drink. And next, you are what you eat, drink, and next is breathe. Oxygen, the invisible staff of life. My golly, no smoke, no secondhand smoke. It's just as bad. And I tell people, if they are in pollution, get an air purifier. Very important. Have one for your car if you're driving through smog. Have one for your office. And put plants in your office. Plants, the leaves and all, they do wonderful in helping purify the air. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, and next, think. Oh, my golly, you have a beautiful computer,
right.
Your brain. Oh, my golly, it needs exercise, circulation, right thoughts, healthy thoughts. You are what you think. Every day, in every way, I'm getting healthier, more fit. I feel ageless, and I've been crusading for over 60 years.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Listen, it's awesome, Dr. Bragg. You got so much energy.
I do, and here I am doing stationary jogging as I'm talking to you, barefoot.
I don't doubt that one single bit. Before we go on any further, let's go back to the eat part, because you said a couple things that were interesting to me. First of all, you mentioned the white bread. If you eat white bread, you're dead, or what was that saying you said?
The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. It
yeah,
has
so what's
absolutely
good?
No life. All it does is cause constipation and obesity.
Yeah, so you avoid all the white stuff, the white bread. Is that also the white potatoes, pasta?
No, I love potatoes. No, I said the whiter the bread.
So just the bread.
The whiter the bread. I love baked potatoes, Irish potatoes.
Okay.
I grow everything in Santa Barbara, California here organically. My father started Rodell, an organic gardening years ago. Dad started the first health food store in 1912 and then went all over America crusading, getting people to open health food stores. Now listen to this, you are what you eat, drink, breathe. We are breathing machines, breathing. Oh, oxygen, the invisible staff alive. I told you, no secondhand smoke. Never.
Right.
No, try to, if you're in heavy pollution, try to move away from it. Try to, and next, well, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, and next, think. I told you, remember, you have that amazing brain, your computer. Garbage in, garbage out. No, you want to have pleasant, happy thoughts, productive thoughts. And next, what you say. Words are living. Ooh, put it to the test. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary before you speak? You can ruin a marriage. You can lose your job. You have a big, fight
so
with
true.
Your boss. And next is what you, guess what? What you do with your 640 muscles. Woohoo! Listen, I'm using them right now. I'm doing stationary jogging. I have millions of people. 5 minutes for every hour they sit in front of the telly, get up barefoot, do stationary jogging. Every jog, oh, my 60 trillion cells. Thank me. Woo, Patricia, circulation, circulation. You see,
that's
your
awesome.
Health is your wealth. It's with
yeah.
that. Before you eat, say, what is that food going to do for me? This could give me health, vitality, and energy. I have no GMO foods, none at all. Don't want them, don't use them, don't believe in it. I have no fluoride water. Oh, my. My father and I wrote the book, The Shocking Truth About Water. Oh, my. Do you realize that water runs all your machinery? If you don't have enough water, you have constipation problems, aches and pains. And you want purified water in your body. You don't want fluoride, chloride, and toxins. So remember...
But Dr. What? Bragg, back to the water, what about all of those different types of water filters that are out there now? You know, the reverse osmosis, ionization. What do you think about all that?
Well, I tell you what, a lot of them are doing a lot of good. But the thing is, you also need to go through a charcoal filter. So I believe in reverse osmosis. I prefer distilled water. Rainwater is distilled. I have a beautiful farm in Australia, and I have rainwater because I have no pollution in the skies where I live. On a big farm, organic farm. I have no chemical sprays, no businesses nearby that are smoking out the whole atmosphere. So I can drink the rainwater. But a lot of, in New Zealand years ago, my father had an office in Auckland, Sydney, London, New York and Los Angeles, and as we traveled the world in the old days, they caught the water in cisterns or either on their roof, and it went down into maybe a big well in the basement. But as I go around the world, there's more pollution and more toxins.
Yes.
So therefore, that's why you need to do reverse osmosis or distilled water to take out the toxins. Because
to take that stuff out,
right now, I'm 70% water right at this moment. And so water is the key to all body function. Listen to this. Your heart, your circulation, your digestion, your bones, your joints. Ooh, your muscles, metabolism, assimilation, elimination, sex, glands, nerves, and energy. And so I'm 5 feet tall, 100 pounds. I'm a miniature. I came into the world at 2 pounds. And guess what? I came 3 months early. My mother's car was hit by a big truck. The car rolled over 3 times, and I fell out at 2 pounds. The water broke, and I fell out. The doctor said, we need prayer. 8 people put a finger on me, and I'm a miracle baby. And I'm going
strong.
That's awesome. Woo-hoo!
I can tell. Hey, let's talk. So that's all about the water. Go back to the diet thing, and because people ask me a lot about how many meals they should be eating a day, what's the most important, how many calories, any advice or tips
there? Well, now listen, I tell people right off, I've never counted calories. Oh, my
golly.
Okay. I've never done that. I earn my food by activity. I fast every Monday. My father and I wrote the book. The number one health book in Russia is The Miracle of Fasting. It's proven throughout time. Fasting is the greatest remedy. It's a physician when you're within your body.
Listen, Dr. Bragg, we're going to have to leave it there because I want to make sure you get your website out. Where can people go learn about you and all this great stuff you're talking about? What's your website?
Okay, Bragg.com. Bragg.com.
Oh, that was simple.
Very simple. Now, I've been nutritionist Clint Eastwood 60 years, and he said he's going to keep making movies to 105. Well, God bless America and God bless the world.
That's awesome.
I want
awesome.
You
Dr.
all
Bragg,
to be
thank you.
Fit.
Thank you for coming on. I don't have anything else to say. You did such a great job. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.